The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Delaware, Senator Zumbaugh. He is the guest of all of us. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Kate Hapgood from Johnston.
Good morning. I'd like to give just a little background on this prayer before I offer it. It's at my daughter and son-in-law's place, and my three grandchildren were singing this song. And it was sung to the tune of a rock song, and it took me until they were about halfway through it before I understood exactly what they were saying. And all of a sudden I realized how unique to watch a six-year-old grandson, a four-year-old grandson, and a two-year-old granddaughter singing a song together. So these are the words to the song, if I may. Let us pray. I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. But Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse, because broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king, so I'm going to trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, because you fight for me. I'll be a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. I'm going to sing and shout and shake the walls. I won't stop until I see them fall. Going to stand up, step out when you call, Jesus. Jesus, I'm going to sing and shout and shake the walls. I won't stop until I see them fall. Going to stand up, step out when you call. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. Yeah. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
The House has on April 1, 2019 passed the following bills in which concurrence of the House was asked. Senate Bill 159, above and operating assessment scores by set by the Department of Education, Successful Completion Practitioner Program and Initial Teacher Licensure, providing for related penalties. House Bill 752, above and operating professional license, including providing for review of professional license and allowing pre-application qualification reviews, providing fees.
Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Benton, Senator Capuzian, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to introduce to you a young lady who lives right around the corner from me over there in Benton County, Reagan Junge. I have known her pretty much her whole life. Reagan Junge has been aiding in disaster relief efforts since the age of six. April marks 8 years. She has raised $50,000 and has shipped boxes of new supplies all across the United States to areas struck by natural disasters. She also supports our homeless and near homeless veterans throughout the year. December was her seventh year providing veterans with a Christmas they otherwise wouldn't have, complete with catered in food and gifts. Reagan is the founder of Reagan's Relief Efforts. In the past several years, she has gained some national attention. She was featured on the Steve Harvey Show, U.S. Cellular Future of Good Nickelodeon Halo Awards, and the Prudential Spirit of Community Award this coming May. She had the honor of spending time at the New York Stock Exchange going live on Cheddar and the ringing of the closing bell. She is an eighth grader in Benton Community School. She's a junior auxiliary member and an active 4-H member. Reagan is 14 of Keystone and has been named one of two Iowa top youth volunteers 2019 by the Prudential Spirit of Community Award. The award, created in 1995 by Prudential Financial in partnership with the National Association of Secondary School Principals, are designed to emphasize the importance our nation places on service to others and to encourage all young Americans to contribute to their communities. As a state honoree, Reagan will receive $1,000, an engraved silver medallion, and an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C., where they will join the top two honorees from each of the other states and the District of Columbia for 4 days of national recognition events. During the trip, 10 students will be named America's top youth volunteers. Congratulations, Reagan, and good luck in Washington, D.C.
For what purpose does the senator from Polk, Senator Nunn, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Will I be in order for an introduction?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we have with us a delegation from Kosovo. In Kosovo's brief 10-year history, IALA has been an enabling partner for the better part of 8 years, meaning that for 80% of our friendship together, IALA and Kosovo have been working together. We've done it in security partnerships, we've done it in academic exchanges, but where we've truly met great success is at the local level, where municipality to municipality have forged a sister state program. The individual sister cities across Iowa number now in the above a dozen, and we have with us today the Secretary General for local government. Sorry, my phone just turned off here. Ms. Ravoka Yukamajari Kuni, the Secretary General, Mr. Yuli Vala, the head of Public Communications Division, and Ms. Lejumni Dimi, head of Division for Intermunicipal Cooperation. The sister state program continues to grow with Kosovo and Iowa, and so they are here this week to meet a number of leaders at the local level, and if you have a community within your district that would like to have a sister state partnership with Kosovo, here's an excellent opportunity. Please welcome them to the Iowa Senate.
For what purpose does the senator from Adams, Senator Shipley, seek the floor?
Well, I'm in order for an announcement, Mr. President.
You are in order, Senator.
I'd like an announcement, an invitation to please join the Iowa Beverage Association for a beverage break today at 3 p.m. in the legislative dining room that runs until 4:30. Your favorite beverages from Coke, Pepsi, and Dr. Pepper, and that's all they list, so will be available as well as some snacks. We'd like to have you learn more about the Iowa beverage industry, which employs nearly 3,000 Iowans and has a $1.7 billion impact on our economy. Thank you.
For what purpose does the senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotsler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Today, Tuesday, April 2nd, is Equal Pay Day. It's the day that the gender gap for wages is talked about. The U.S. women, on an average, have to work over 15 months to earn what men, on an average, earn in just 12 months. Depending on the source, Iowa ranks as high as 31st and as low as 46th. The American Association of University Women of Iowa will be at the Capitol today, so look for them, and they would like to talk to you about pay equity here in Iowa. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus immediately following Ways and Means today. You might want to bring your lunch.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus in room 22, and I move that the Senate recess until the conclusion of Judiciary Committee.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is recessed until the conclusion of the Judiciary Committee meeting.
Republican caucus immediately in room 22. Republican caucus immediately in room 22.